Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact we seem to be increasingly divided over our national past. There is a new piece, highly controversial piece, in the Washington Post magazine. It's actually due to be formally released tomorrow. And it's a piece that basically argues that the United States should follow the example of Germany. How? By making formal apology, formal recognition, formal and monumental acknowledgement of all of the evil that America has performed in the past. A good idea. This goes along with another story about a little town named Sherman, Texas. And there's a desire to build a monument of some kind, commemoration of some kind, to a race riot. It was actually a lynching that occurred in 1930. And it raises questions about what is it we want to commemorate? What is it we want to, I don't know, people to see when they come to visit Sherman, Texas? We will talk about the controversy regarding that. And also the notion of conspiracy theories. Peggy Noonan has, I think, some tremendous insights about why conspiracy theories are so persuasive, so attractive, that so many people seem to want to follow them. And we have a scientist coming on, a Harvard expert who's been on the show before, Professor Avi Loeb, to talk about the pre-release publicity about the UFO report, which says there's no evidence of alien spacecraft. But they say apparently in this report by our military, by the U.S. government, that you can't formally rule the existence of spacecraft out. They do know, and they say that these were not top secret Navy or military programs at all. That it couldn't be. On the Medved Show, we also have a series of movies, most of which are aimed at family audiences. One animated film, which includes Snoop Dogg voicing a dog and then rapping as a dog, and that's dog with just one G in this case. And then another film with an uplifting sports story, true story about a small town in Texas again, and another uplifting sports story about a fishing tournament and an orphanage in Mexico, plus the big new release of Spirit Untamed, which is the latest in the Spirit series based on a successful TV series and a big DreamWorks animated film about a wild Mustang of the Cimarron from 19 years ago. All coming up on a fairly crowded and action-packed show. And also some highlights of what might be an opening speech in a 2024 campaign. Not by President Trump, but by his former vice president. Mike Pence went up to New Hampshire, to Hillsborough County, and he didn't rip President Trump. Of course, why would he? He would still be running, I believe, as a MAGA Republican. But he hit on President Biden very hard, I think very effectively, for somebody who's trying to become a major factor in the battle for the Republican nomination. Would Pence still run if his former boss ran? I think he probably would. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The piece in the Washington Post by Michelle L. Norris has at the very title, Germany Faced Its Horrible Past. Can we do the same? Now, just think about that for a moment. Compare the German past to the American past. And the German past doesn't begin just with the Holocaust. I mean, there are horrors in German history long before then. One of the things that is most unique about America, and I was just writing about this, I have a column about this actually that's in our newsletter today that's going out that you can get free at michaelmedved.com, is that one of the things that's totally exceptional and unique about America is we have many different kinds of Christians who came to this country and helped to establish it. And people who back in Europe, back even in England, were incredibly bloodthirsty about killing each other. And in Germany, in the 17th century, in the 1600s, in the wake of the Reformation, they fought the 30 Years' War, which killed an estimated one-third of the people of Germany at that time because there were so many civilian slaughters of Protestants versus Catholics versus Protestants. America's been miraculous since this country was established with every kind of religious group you could imagine. Quakers, who, by the way, faced very serious persecution back at home. Quakers and dissenters and Methodists and Catholics in the state of Maryland who helped us found the state of Maryland. And Jewish people who established the first congregations in the United States long before independence. And basically, despite the fact that there are surely examples of disagreements, the people of various faiths have been able to live in this country with remarkable comity compared to anywhere else. It's unheard of in world history. In Germany, it was just the opposite, with Christians fighting Christians to deadly effect for years and years. And Michelle Norris, however, writes that America has never had a comprehensive and widely embraced national examination of slavery and its lasting impact. Yes, there are localized efforts, but despite the centrality of slavery in our history, it is not central to the American narrative in our monuments, history books, anthems, and folklore. Okay, what monuments would you build to slavery? They have built a wonderful museum, and they do a very good job in the Museum of African American History, the history of people of African descent in this country, which, of course, emphasizes slavery. One of the first things you see when you go into that museum is there's a statue of Thomas Jefferson, and behind him is a whole wall with the names of 600 of the human beings he owned at various times. And there's a great emphasis on slavery, and again, the idea that we have never come to terms with it. She says, there's a simple reason. The United States does not yet have the stomach to look over its shoulder and stare directly at the evil on which this country stands. This is why slavery is not well taught in our schools. The belief that the United States stands on a great evil is just wrong. Not wrong that slavery was a great evil. Of course it was. Slavery was monstrous. But the idea that the United States is uniquely built on slavery is a ridiculous proposition. She also has material in this article that is just flat out wrong. And it's not even me who says so. It's one of the leading African-American scholars of black history, Henry Louis Gates. Remember him? Skip Gates, public intellectual. He is one of those people who's gone back and actually looked at the records, the shipping records, and what actually happened in the Middle Passage. And there's one very, very important number he takes out of that record. That number? 4%. What does that mean? We will get to that and more, much more, coming up on The MedVed Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Michael Medved show, talking about an outrageous distortion, not just of American history, but of world history, by a large piece, very well written piece, by the way, but it's just wrong at its core, by Michelle L. Norris, who I'd be glad to welcome on this show, by the way. She writes a piece about how the United States has to follow the example of Germany to face up to our horrible past. Yes, she uses that term. Is that what America's been? a land with a horrible past? Do most Americans really believe that? That this is a country that needs to feel more guilt and to spend more time working through our horrible and hateful and revolting past? And part of what is so wrong about all of this is that it lacks perspective. It's propaganda without perspective. That's not to say that America has been the perfect nation. When I say on the radio, the greatest nation on God's green earth, greatest is a relative term. That isn't a proclamation of perfection. America has all kinds of difficult and sometimes unquestionably difficult and painful and cruel things that have happened in this country over a couple hundred years. There's no question about it. But on balance, and compared to any other place on earth, to single out America for a treatment about our horrible past is ridiculous. Not so ridiculous in the case of Germany. And again, that's part of what is missing in this Washington Post piece. She writes here that a tourist from a foreign land might well conclude that the Confederacy had actually won the Civil War based on the number of monuments, buildings, and boulevards still named for heroes of its defeated army. Well, okay, I do think that aspect of the commemoration of our history was ridiculous and was done for political purposes and was done for purposes of fighting integration and the liberation movement that was known as the civil rights movement that basically gathered momentum right after World War II. And she goes on and she writes, "The real truth of our shared history was a casualty of that war, the Civil War, and like any wound left untended, the results can be catastrophic." Okay, do you think we've managed some kind of reckoning? And some of it's actually been managed very well, with cooperation on all sides. Like I talked about the disinterment of General Nathan Bedford Forrest and his wife. He was the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. There was a park that had been named after him in Memphis, Tennessee. And a monument with a horseback statue of General Forrest. All of that's been moved. Not destroyed, not vandalized, not sacked, but moved, including his body. So it's not a subject of honor in a public park. Michelle Norris goes on and writes, "The United States is not the only country with an evil antecedent that was swept aside, forgotten, or minimally examined. That list is long, but one country offers a powerful alternative path. Barely three generations ago, Germany hosted horrors that killed millions and left the nation split in two. This was not a legacy that most Germans were inclined to honor. And yet today, less than 100 years after the rise of Adolf Hitler, Germany has made a prodigious effort to come to terms with its past with regularized rituals of repentance and understanding." Okay. Is she suggesting that America needs to express the same repentance and understanding for our past? And especially comparing that to Germany when we saved the world from Nazism and Japanese militarism and then the very real threat of Soviet communism? And she said they got the idea that a nation has to face its criminal past in order to become whole and strong and not riven by unsaid guilt, unsaid resentment. One of the German spokespeople she spoke to talked about. They got the right idea that here is a process that one can go through, that it takes time, but that you come out better in the end. And they got the right idea that it has to happen on several fronts. Okay. When she talks about this, as she doesn't speak specifically about the idea of financial reparations, But she's talking about the way we look at our country. And the idea that we need to look at America as a nation built on slavery, a nation where slavery is our original sin, which implies that we originated it, implies we originated it, or that slavery was part of the origin of the United States. There's one big misunderstanding about this, and I mentioned a number before. The number is 4%. The reason I mentioned 4%, because 4% is the maximum number, according to every scholar. And let me cite here Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates, who has a show on PBS. He's a good friend of President Obama. He is one of the most influential black intellectuals in the country. And Henry Louis Gates has calculated that of the 10.7 million, and that's a real number, and this has spent the product of years of research, because they actually have shipping records of slaves who were kidnapped, and usually kidnapped locally, not on the coast, then dragged to the coast, then put on board ships and treated as cargo. But that was very valuable cargo, so they had very good records of who got on a ship and where they came from. And in the New World total, in the whole Western Hemisphere, South America, the Caribbean, North America, a total of 10.7 million kidnapped Africans were brought here. How many of them were brought to what later became the United States, or after it became the United States? 388,000. And Henry Louis Gates says, how many of these 10.7 million Africans were shipped directly to North America? Only about 388,000. That's right, a tiny percentage. In fact, the overwhelming percentage of the African slaves were shipped directly to the Caribbean and South America. Brazil received 4.86 million Africans alone. And what he talks about is today the black community in America has made such a huge impact on the culture, on the literature, on the world of entertainment and the arts, on everything in America, that it's hard to remember that only 3.6% actually of people who were brought in slavery to the New World came here. Why does that matter? We'll be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying it would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th, the day that the Capitol was attacked. President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows historic progress. Speaking in Delaware, Biden noting more than 2 million jobs have been recovered since he was inaugurated. Former Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee adding,
I think this is a very solid jobs number, but we need it to be bigger.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the numbers were about 100,000 less than what economists were predicting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, okay, why does it matter? Why should I even take time, your precious time, to make sure that everybody understands the real history, not just of the United States, but of the world regarding the criminal institution of slavery? Is slavery a criminal institution? Lincoln said it best, as he said most things best, if slavery is not wrong, nothing is wrong. It is clearly wrong in every regard. And so what does it matter if the United States was a relatively minor participant in the worldwide evil, the virtually universal evil of slavery? It matters because the charge against the United States, which is so potent, and you see in pieces like this piece about how we have to be more like Germany in working through our horrible history and our guilt and our misery. That's the piece by Michelle Norris that's in the Washington Post this weekend. It matters because basically the allegation is being made that America was built on a crime. Actually, America was built on a series of crimes. That all of the good people, that probably include the ancestors of many of you, most of us, I'm sure, yes, some of us have ancestors who were bad people. I don't know about any bad people ancestors that I have. Maybe you do. But the idea that slavery was central to their entire endeavor, let me just take you back to something we spoke about yesterday a little bit, which is the introductory paragraph to the 1619 Project by the New York Times magazine. Now they have their own answer to that by this Washington Post magazine article. When the 1619 Project was introduced and developed by the New York Times Magazine, it said that the country's very origin traces to when the first slaves arrived here in Jamestown, Virginia in 1619. And what they write, the editor of the entire magazine in introducing this project, said out of slavery and the anti-black racism it required grew nearly everything that has truly made America exceptional. Everything is based on slavery. One of the things you hear all the time, is that America's wealth was built on the blacks of enslaved Africans. That's what built wealth in this country. Now, I'm not saying that we should ignore the fact that, for instance, the Capitol building and the White House were both built largely by slave labor. And by the way, some of the very well-trained, skilled craftsmen who were still enslaved people who worked on those buildings. Of course there was a contribution. But the idea that the wealth of America was built on slavery, if that's the case, then why is it that the economic growth that made America into an industrial and to an economic powerhouse from a group of basically struggling, barely surviving settlements on the frontier, that transition did not occur in the slave states. Slave states underperformed. The economic engine for the country was those states that had gotten rid of slavery, had banned it, abolished it, threw it away, either shortly before the Revolution in many cases, or right after the Revolution. There were states like New York. And yes, New York once had slavery, and they even had an attempt at a slave rebellion in New York in the 1750s. But very shortly after the Revolution, slavery was banned. In New York, in Pennsylvania, before the Revolution, in Massachusetts. And it's those places that built up America's wealth. You don't see big industrial activity. You don't see big financial activity leading banks anywhere in the slave states. Slavery did not lead to economic growth and to the development of wealth. What did was free labor, and yes, the immigrants who were attracted to go to states that had free labor and not to states that practiced slavery. And it's one of the reasons that the North won the Civil War, and everybody kind of knew they would win the Civil War, certainly should have, because of the economic preponderance in that way. How do you say that America's wealth is based upon an institution that handicapped the South? It doesn't work. And the importance of context here, the importance of recognizing that every nation has flaws and bad elements and things that are regretful and things that deserve atonement, all true. And America's certainly among them. However, there is no nation on earth that has gotten it right or made it right as often as this one, which is why people to this day want so desperately to come here. And I would be very sure that the great majority of people listening to me right now would embrace the idea that it was a blessing, not a curse, not a mistake, that your ancestors, whenever they came to this great country. As a son of an immigrant, my mother was an immigrant from Germany, as I've acknowledged many times. How could I look at this country and think that America was something different from the kingdom of kindness that some Jewish scholars have referred to it as? And Malchus Shel Chesed, the kingdom of loving kindness. Because for most of our ancestors, with whatever difficulties we faced, there has been that aspect. And yes, that has included the tremendous success, the tremendous achievements of black people here in this country. Even coming one, two, three generations after slavery. And this is one of those key issues where, honestly, I think Mike Pence touched upon it very effectively in his speech in New Hampshire, in Hillsborough County. He spoke at a GOP event. I want to play you a little bit about what Mike Pence had to say, because he crystallizes this issue very directly. And it's not just a political thing. I mean, right now, unless Democrats speak up as to the idea that this country does not have what the Washington Post calls a horrible history, this country actually has a noble history. Not perfect. Noble. And one worth honoring. The other question that is raised by the debate about all this, and the debate about how we are going to teach the history of this country, is, will it help children succeed, construct good, solid, decent lives? Will they be helped in that effort more if they are convinced that the world is unfair, bigoted against them, that they are handicapped? Or will they be better helped, better assisted, better uplifted with a sense of gratitude and a sense of recognition of all of the opportunities that America provides to construct the kind of beautiful lives, frankly, that in many cases our parents and grandparents, certainly great-grandparents, could barely conceive? When we come back, Mike Pence making maybe a presidential kickoff, even talking a little bit about some of his differences with Donald J. Trump. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVent Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are MedHead members, and we've listened to you for years.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Grovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can get a hold of indication and proof and basis for argument that no, this country has not been cursed from the beginning. No, it does not have a horrible history. No, we shouldn't feel guilty about being Americans. We should feel grateful and proud. And that's the whole theme of my book, God's Hand on America. And the predecessor to that book, The American Miracle. But the new book is available in a book bundle right now at a reduced price while supplies last. A signed hardcover copy and a full audio book version with every word read with feeling by me, the author. And it also comes with an MP3 player, so you can go ahead and play anytime you want that audiobook at your convenience. Just go to MedvedHistoryStore.com or go to MichaelMedved.com and look on the sort of light blue banner about God's Hand on America right now. Mike Pence spoke about his own achievements as vice president, his association with President Trump, and also eventually got to some words of disagreement with President Trump. But the most effective parts of his speech were when he defended traditional patriotism for our country, and also defended law enforcement, which is going to be a very, very big issue across the country coming up in 2022, and it will be a big issue in 2024. Here was Mike Pence stepping up. He was with the governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, a Republican governor, of course, and speaking at a GOP event in Hillsborough County, New Hampshire, which is beautiful this time of year, by the way. And Pence began this way, looking back on the work of the Trump administration. This is clip 7.
We made America greater than ever before. But how times have changed. You know, the governor said he didn't come here to bash the current administration. Well, I did. So buckle up. 34 days And the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of big government liberal policies, the likes of which I've never even imagined I'd see in our lifetime. And all of it designed to derail the progress that we made over the last 4 years.
Okay, you don't normally associate Mike Pence with the warning, buckle up. This is going to be a bumpy, thrilling ride. But it was a strong speech. He spoke about the issue of race and the way it's being abused by people on the far left, and critical race theory and more. This is clip 3A.
Maybe the most troubling developments the families in the past few months has been the Biden administration's wholehearted embrace on the radical left's all-encompassing assault on American culture and values. Under the Biden administration, patriotic education has been replaced with political indoctrination. They abolished our 1776 commission and authorized teaching critical race theory in our schools. Instead of teaching all of our children, regardless of race or creed or color, to be proud of their country, critical race theory teaches children as young as kindergarten to be ashamed of their skin color. Well, let me say, as my friend Tim Scott said, with great effect on the national stage not long ago, America is not a racist country.
And he's right, by the way. One of the worst mistakes and most unnecessary mistakes of the entire Biden administration so far was abolishing that 1776 commission. It had good people on it, not radical people, not people on the extreme edges of the far, far right, mainstream, leading, patriotic American scholars who wanted to honor the country and to encourage young people in school to love their country. Why do you suspend that kind of commission? It's an outrageous act and a highly politicized act. He went on, Mike Pence, and this is 3B.
It's past time for America to discard the left-wing myth of systemic racism. And I commend state legislatures all across the country and governors for banning critical race theory from our schools. Our founders said that we were to strive for a more perfect union. And so we have done throughout the long and storied history of this country. And while we are not perfect yet, we ought to do justice to all the progress that has been made and recognize that the United States of America is the most just, noble, and inclusive nation that has ever existed on the face of the earth.
And on that basis, okay, if you think other countries have done better, which ones? It's just the obvious question. And then he talks about honoring our police officers and our military. Listen.
The United States military is the greatest force for good the world has ever known. As our soldiers protect us abroad, we also do well to always pay a debt of honor and a debt of gratitude to those who put on a different uniform every day, put on a sidearm, and like my uncle who walked a beat in Chicago for 25 years, count our lives every day as more important than their own. Law enforcement officers in the United States of America are heroes, and they should be honored by every American, every day.
Toward the end of his talk, he made brief reference to January 6th and his not seeing eye to eye with former President Trump. This is clip 5.
January 6th was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift act, thanks to the action of the Capitol Police and federal law enforcement, violence was quelled. The Capitol was secured. And that same day, we reconvened the Congress and did our duty under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. You know, President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office. And I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day. But I will always be proud of what we accomplished for the American people over the last 4 years.
That's Mike Pence speaking in Hillsborough County, New Hampshire. He also went on, said black lives are not endangered by police. Black lives are saved by police every day. Mike Pence is widely anticipated to be a candidate for president. And he's given some indication of it. This is only the second time he's spoken publicly since leaving office. The first time was in South Carolina, which is another crucial early primary state. I know Nevada is planning to leapfrog ahead of all of them. They'll be the same cluster of very early primary states, maybe even including Nevada, which is shifting from a caucus to a primary election. The one thing about Mike Pence, and it's difficult, is that if there are a bunch of candidates and Donald Trump, he will have the same dynamic operating in his behalf that he had in 2016. In other words, Mike Pompeo is almost surely going to run for president. Nikki Haley is a very likely candidate. I do think that Senator Tim Scott is a possible, if not likely, candidate. Maybe Ted Cruz. Donald Trump, the best known among them, and if the vote is split in many, many different ways. But if it is a limited fight, I wouldn't count Mike Pence out or the Republican Party out, whatever its challenges in unifying, and they're there in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.